the most auspicious day of Balaram Jayanti. Lord Balarama appears as the younger brother or elder brother of the Supreme Lord and teaches all living entities how to serve the Lord as a very faithful servant. It is said when Balaram appeared in this world, just like the sun appearing and disappearing, Lord appears in this world. His eyes were sparkling like lightning and his face was beautiful like a full-blown moon. And his body was like white lotus. And he had long arms with which later astrologers predicted that he would kill great demons very valiantly and delight in destroying the evil forces. That's why he's called as Rama. Rama means one who delights in killing demons and also one who gets great pleasure in destroying the evil. And also one who gives pleasure to others. That is also the meaning of Rama. Balarama means one who gives, one who has a great strength himself. And also one who supplies strength to the heart of devotees. In fact, when he appeared, seeing his beauty, so many people came to appreciate Balaram's beauty. But they were all stunned because Balaram was mute and inactive, as if he was deaf and dumb. He wouldn't speak a word, he wouldn't smile. He was like an inactive child. So that brought a great surprise to everyone. When Mother Yashoda was carrying Krishna in her womb, when she picked up Balaram and put him on her lap, then immediately Balaram started smiling and speaking. Again, when she would keep him down, again he would become mute and inactive. And this happened until Krishna appeared in this world. So which goes to show that Balaram was constantly absorbed in ecstatic remembrance of Krishna to teach the world. It is said by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita that the transcendental knowledge is like a sword. As he says, Jnanasena. Jnanasena means it's like a sharp sword with which we can cut the Sangha. Dhridena Chitva. As he says, and take the sword of knowledge and you cut off all the ties to material bondage. Krishna says that. But sometimes you see, if you have observed the sword of King of Mysore, it is so heavy, you can't even move it. We don't know in those days how they lifted those swords and how they fought the battle a century ago. We have become so weak nowadays. Sometimes the sword is very heavy to even lift. Even if somebody gives you a sword, you need the strength. That is why the sword of knowledge is given by Krishna. And the strength to use the sword to destroy all evil forces is given by Balaram. So, a devotee needs the mercy and blessings of Balaram in order for one to have the sufficient strength to tackle the anarthas in the heart on the way to approaching the shelter of Sri Krishna. That is why acharyas have greatly glorified Balaram. Even the Upanishads glorify, Nayam Atma Balahi Nena Labhyo. Namedhya. It says, the Balaram's support is so important that without Balaram's blessings and mercy, no living entity can approach the Supreme Lord. Or in other words, without sufficiently gaining the shelter of Balaram, one cannot approach Krishna. Or without taking shelter of Lakshman or Nityananda, which are all in the same tattva, one cannot approach the Supreme Lord. So this is all very vividly explained in the scriptures. We will discuss more of it in the Srimad Bhagavatam class in the morning and in the evening also. But today is the day, the most auspicious day, when in all the worlds the appearance of Balaram is greatly celebrated. Because Balaram is the immediate expansion of Krishna. And he also is the Ananta, who is sustaining all the universes with his strength, and he has no need of any ground to rest, like we are sitting on the ground, because he is the sustaining power of all that exists, the ultimate sustainer of everything. Krishna is the creator and Balaram is the creative potency, like the seed in the womb. He is so intimately connected to Krishna. And he acts in the capacity of the brother of Krishna. So in such days like today, the particular personality is very prominently present and available for blessing all the devotees, especially those who can awaken in their hearts the right attitude of love, respect, remembrance and absorption of the Lord and his pastimes. To that degree, one can gain full advantage. Just like, you know, if you know exactly the FM number, if it's 98 or 102, you have to just know the number. If you move it to that particular number, you hear the voice. So devotees have to tune themselves to hear, appreciate, remember, cherish, and absorb one's consciousness in these wonderful pastimes of Balaram today, by which one can gain that strength I was talking about, the spiritual strength in the heart, without which it's impossible to tackle the dangerous anarthas that the soul is covered by. And until we destroy those anarthas, there's no possibility of awakening Krishna Prema. So let's pray to Lord Balaram today and fill our day with fond remembrance of the Lord's pastimes. And in that way, take the advantage of the spiritual potency. So beginning from Balaram Jayanti, there is a series of festivals that start from now. We have then Krishna Janmashtami, then we have Prabhupada appearance, we have Radhashtami, and all the festivals coming up. So now the festival period is starting from today. And this Krishna book is so wonderful. We can read it over and over and over again, millions of times. Prabhupada said, I have given this Krishna book to give solace to the devotees who are longing to meet Krishna, Prabhupada said. So any devotee at least has a drop of taste for seeing Krishna, meeting Krishna and serving Krishna. So the Krishna book gives so many wonderful pastimes of Balaram which devotees can read and meditate on today. Shri Balaram ji ki, Krishna Balaram ki, let's offer our humble obeisance.